Promises to reorganize and streamline organizations nearly always produce the factor of FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. The Partnership for Public Service surveyed federal managers who had participated in its leadership development programs. Sure enough, they reported plenty of FUD. But not many say they plan to leave their agencies. And joining me with more, Tom Fox, Vice President of Leadership and Innovation at the Partnership. Tom, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom.
So tell us about the survey. What was the point?
Sure. So it was an online survey of, as you mentioned, folks that have been through one of our programs, and we had about 620 people in total take the survey, really representing a cross-section of leadership levels within the government. So though it's not a statistically representative sample, it does, in fact, represent the views of career employees at over more than 50 different federal agencies.
And what did they tell you?
Well, it's interesting. It's sort of a mixed message of sorts. You know, about two-thirds of respondents reported low morale, and the same percentage said that the new administration has actually had a negative impact on their ability to fulfill its mission. And it's largely, I think, as a result of three factors. One is the natural sort of disruption that occurs with the change of administration. But I think some of it is also reflective of the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that you talked about with respect to some of the proposals that have come out, like the budget proposal, as well as the executive order around reorganizing and streamlining government.
Because it's a little early to say that something the Trump administration has done prevents them from carrying out their missions. No law has changed. No mission has changed. There's been some tweaking for a couple of agencies, but it seems like they're almost buying into a narrative that's bigger than the reality that's facing them.
I think it's a good point, and that may be part of it. It's hard to fully read into the thoughts and ideas on a survey, but one of the things in particular that they noted was the impact that the hiring at freeze has had in the short term, and I think that is something that is surely something that could have an impact in the short term, and is something that is consistently occurring in just about every transition, every administration change that occurs. But there's some good news too. I mean, I think in the survey, what we found as well is that a large number, nearly 80% of the respondents, indicated that they planned on staying with their agencies over the course of the next year, largely as a result of their commitment to the missions of their agencies and the important work that they know the agencies are doing.
What's your advice for them then? I mean, was there any feedback? Okay, so we know that morale is bad. We know you want to stay. Somehow you've got to reconcile that whole thing to keep going.
Well, I think there's really advice sort of on both sides of the equation here. For career leaders, typically the advice is look for every opportunity you can have to make an impact. So as agencies look around reorganizing, streamlining their agencies, programs, and operations, volunteer to provide some support and assistance to that so that the new political leadership can benefit from your years of experience working on those programs. And likewise, I think that the new political leadership, the cabinet secretaries and others, should really sort of take heed from their private sector counterparts. Many of these leaders have actually come from the private sector, but look at, you know, folks like Jack Welch at GE in the 1980s or Ursula Burns at Xerox, or even in the public sector, someone like Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen and the work that he did around Hurricane Katrina. Effective leaders find ways of listening to their employees. So don't simply just look for volunteers, but proactively seek to solicit their ideas.
Could the lack of appointed officials in place, and that's been a problem for the administration as it is for every new administration, maybe when some more people are there, the whole situation might seem less scary?
I think that's certainly true. There is a bit of a waiting game here that many career employees are facing with respect to their agency's leadership and operations. And, you know, the feedback I'm hearing from folks who go through our programs like the Excellence in Government Fellows Program or the Leadership Excellence and Acquisition Program, when they come into the office, what they say is once they have a chance to meet some of their new politicals, their fear and uncertainty is actually sort of on the decline. And I think the same is true for the political leadership. As they come in, you know, some of perhaps their perceptions about the career workforce are overcome by their actual interactions with folks.
I guess each side finds out the other one doesn't have horns and a long tail with a point at the end.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so oftentimes it takes new administrations a while to learn that out. And this is true whether it's a Republican or a Democrat who comes into office. And so we oftentimes, especially our political leaders, encourage them to try and hold meetings with a range of career executives and even first-line supervisors to try and inform their vision and priorities for the agency as it moves forward.
We're speaking with Tom Fox, Vice President for Leadership and Innovation at the Partnership for Public Service. And when someone is in an acting position and you're a career leader, career manager, do you think often sometimes acting people are maybe a little bit too reticent about exercising the authority they do have?
You know, I think that's a really great question, Tom, and I tend to agree. I think that oftentimes the acting folks, the career executives or managers, view their role simply as stewards. And that's certainly understandable, especially when there's as much sort of tumult in the transition as there is in the current transition. And so that's a natural sort of role to play. But I think in reality, most new political leadership who come in are looking for their career folks to step up and to offer more direct support and assistance. And so while the role technically may be defined as that of a steward, I think that most folks, that would be the political leadership as well as their direct reports who are working for them, at least for the foreseeable future, would appreciate them taking a stronger stand, looking to provide some more support and assistance throughout these sort of uncertain times.
Acting roles do come to an end at some point when someone is appointed as the so-called permanent, which I always thought was a crazy phrase because the permanent people are the least permanent ones in government of all. But nevertheless, that's the technically correct title.
Yeah, no, that's certainly true. I think you're right.
And so what's the best way to have that handoff work from acting to permanent so both sides feel good about it?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think so much as we talk about sort of the transition in big, broad brushstrokes about, you know, one White House transitioning over to the next, those transitions around acting executives to their political counterparts are at least just as important, if not even more so. And I think just as the sort of the rules of an effective White House transition have been written through our work around the Center for Presidential Transition, I think many of those same rules apply here. I think so long as both parties enter into the conversation with an open mind and with a real desire and appetite to make sure that the transition is effective, I think that's a good starting point. But especially for those acting folks, really thinking through what would be helpful for a new political leader coming in to make the transition as seamless as possible. Who are the right people for them to talk to? What are the right sorts of programs they need to know about? And how can you simplify the material so that at least in the short term, they can accelerate their path to productivity before then diving more deeply into the issues as time passes?
And do you plan to survey people again, say, a year from now to see if they have a different opinion on how things are looking?
Yes, absolutely. We do plan on doing so. We actually plan on doing it on a more regular basis. You know, we have the wonderful results of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey and then the best places to work rankings that we produce. But we realize that especially during transitions, that it's helpful to have a more sort of regular finger on the pulse of current events. So yes, we do plan to do this survey on a more regular basis, just to get a quick snapshot as to how is federal employee morale? How is the transition going? And what else would be helpful information to inform the senior decision makers as they figure out the best way of taking our government forward?
Tom Fox is Vice President for Leadership and Innovation at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.